The Hospital Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza, home of the relief of suffering in San Giovanni Rotondo, was built thanks to Padre Pio. What did Padre Pio have to say to the gathered crowd on the opening day? Stay tuned to find out. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member or a friend. In San Giovanni Rotondo, southern Italy, there was no proper medical institution like a hospital, leaving people to die from treatable infections. Witnessing this suffering, Padre Pio was determined to build a hospital on the mountain, even though many thought it would be impossible. The challenges were numerous. There was no money, the location was remote and difficult to reach, and World War II had just begun. Despite all the obstacles, Padre Pio remained committed to his mission. Today, the province of Foggia has one of the best hospitals in Europe, thanks to his perseverance and the grace of God. In this video, you will hear the speech Padre Pio gave on May 5th, 1956, on the opening day of the Home of the Relief of Suffering. The event was attended by around 15,000 people, who witnessed the realization of Padre Pio's dream, which many once deemed impossible. Here's the speech. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I thank the people from all over the world who have cooperated. This is a creature that divine providence, with your help, created. A seed was placed in the ground, which God will warm with his rays of love. A new militia, composed of self-sacrifice out of love, will soon arise to glorify God and comfort sick souls and bodies. I am asking you not to deprive us from your help. I am asking you to cooperate in this apostolate of alleviating human suffering. And divine love, which knows no bounds and is the very light of God and eternal life, will accumulate for each of you a treasure of graces. What should I tell you? You too came into this world, like me, with a mission to fulfill. Pay attention. I am talking about duties, at a time when everyone is talking about rights. Sounds a lot like today, doesn't it? I, a friar and a priest, have a mission to fulfill. As a Capuchin friar, to perfectly and lovingly adhere to the rules and my vows. As a priest, my mission is one of intercession. I must intercede with God for the benefit of families. All this can happen if I am in the grace of God. But if I turn away from God, if, instead of being an intercessor, I find myself in the position of being the favored one, how do you expect me to become an intermediary with the Most High? You have a mission to heal the sick. But if you fail to bring love to the sickbed, I think that medicine is of little use. I can attest to this myself. When I was ill in 1916 and 1917, the doctor who took care of me first said a few words of comfort. Love cannot do without words. How could you express it if not in words that spiritually uplift the sick person? Then I went to a specialist who told me straight away that I had tuberculosis and that I had a year or two to live. I returned home with death in my heart and conformed to God's will. And as you can see, I am still here. The expert's prophecy did not come true. Bring God to the sick. It will be more valuable than any other treatment. End of speech. In conclusion, the Home of the Relief of Suffering in San Giovanni Rotondo stands as a testament to the unwavering faith, perseverance, and love of Padre Pio. Indeed, God has warmed the seed with his rays of love, and today the hospital has grown to become one of the largest and most renowned medical institutions in Europe. With 900 beds, 206 elderly care beds, 2,900 employees, 60,000 annual admissions, and 9,500 surgeries per year, it continues to provide essential medical care and comfort to those in need. Padre Pio's speech strongly emphasizes that the job of the medical staff is not only to treat the body from illness, but also to provide psychological and spiritual comfort. Their job is to bring God to the sick with their love. But this instruction goes beyond the medical field. In a way, every profession that aims at doing good should strive to bring God to fellow men through love. For Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I loved you, so you also should love one another." May we all be inspired by Padre Pio's example and strive to bring God's love and comfort to those in need, in whatever way we can. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.